Ray Thomas joins us. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I think everyone would welcome some rain. If it did actually come, Sean, it wouldn't affect the track surface at all. And this is a good meeting, Sean. Field sizes, particularly back half of the program, excellent. And I think there's some value this afternoon, Sean. So he's hoping, fingers crossed, we can find a few winners.
Love the positive thoughts. Paul joins us with us. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Ray. Good morning to all the punters out there. Yeah, it's a good little meeting at Canterbury on a good track, as we just heard. And I haven't found many value horses today. I've got a few that I think will definitely win, though. So we might play them in a couple of multis and hit something big.
Terrific. And speaking of something big, he's bigger than the grand final. Glenn Munsey, morning. How are you, Munt?
I'm ecstatic, Sean, because I'm still at home. I didn't have to leave home at just after 8 o'clock this morning to get to French's Forest by the time of this preview, with Ipswich being called off. So, I'm on top of the world.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's
don't have to spend 2 hours in Sydney traffic. Only got to spend an hour.
That'll do you. Yeah. Let's open the bowling with the first, the Schweppes Plate, and we take it number 3, Mustafa.
Got Epic Rant here, which has the nasal strip on and the blinkers taken off. It's a $4 chance. Kookaburra at $5.50. Mustafa is a scratching. The deduction there, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. It's also scratched from the second. Interesting move. They've paid up for it in the Brian Crowley, which they told us last year was the right pronunciation. We've been calling him Brian Crowley for about 40 years. Mm. But because John Crowley is one of the part owners of Mustafa, and that is his family. And I think it was one of the daughters or nieces or something like that sent us a message last year that, yes, the family name is actually Crowley. Well, it's out anyway. It's running Saturday. Poetic Charmer is an even money or $2 chance. The Drake is at 9 and Unforgotten is a $5 chance. Best supported runner here is Poetic Charmer. Open 210, got to 240, open 230 this morning. So far today has been 230 into $2. The second pick is a very, very long way away, and that's the bottom one, Unforgotten, who opened 480 this morning and has got to 5.
The only 5 runners, Epic Rant leads off the inside gate. I think Kookaburra will press forward. The Drake has shown a little bit of pace at the trials, whereas I think Poetic Charmer and Unforgotten, we can safely assume they probably still second last and last, right?
Yeah, I'm keen on Poetic Charmer here, Paul. I can see him stalking them, as you suggested, and your speed map will be stalking leaders throughout. And his Rose Hill comeback run late last month, excellent. He was finishing hard late to run French Tune to a half length. I know French Tune has come out and failed since, but he jumped straight to 1,400, and I think he's better suited to the shorter courses. Poetic Charmer, however, I think will appreciate getting out to 1,250 here, and I'm pretty keen on him to get punters off to a winning start in the first, Paul. I thought the danger was the 2, Kookaburra. He hasn't had a lot of luck in his recent runs. Last start at Warwick Farm, he was posted 3 deep without cover and held on pretty well to run a close fourth behind Deprive. He's had the 2 runs back, rock solid fit, 1 Epic Rant. The gear change here, blinkers off. Maybe he went a fraction hard first up at Warwick Farm when he led, but he was disappointing that day. He was a very short priced favourite off the back of some good trials. So, look, expect him to improve here. And number 6, Unforgotten. Canterbury 1250 first up mightn't suit her, but look, she'll be running home hard late. The nice billy in the making. The Drake's shown some promise in a couple of trials, called big, tall, rangy type by Smart Missile. But I think number 4, Poetic Charmer, is the horse to beat in race 1. 4, 2, 1, and 6, Paul.
Yeah, I'm going to gamble on the 6, Unforgotten, here first up. I went 6, 4, 5, and 2. I just like the $5 in a 5-horse field. I think you're getting a bit of value for her because she's going to win better races than this. It's just a matter of whether today they'll might just be a little bit too sharp for her. But I liked her trial at Warwick Farm coming into this. That was over 800 metres. She was strong late, but what I really like was her form last prep. She bumped into a very strong race on debut down at Kembla. She ran 7th, beaten 3 lengths, but she was badly held up in the straight on that occasion. She found a heap of traffic. The form out of the race was really strong. And then she stepped up to 1,400, and she got back and ran on strongly, but she bumped into Ace High on that occasion, who ended up going on and winning the Spring Champion Stakes. So it's not often you bump into a Group 1 winner at a provincial maiden, but that's what happened to Unforgotten last prep. And I just think in the small field, no traffic, she might just be there getting over top of them late. I agree the 4, Poetic Charmer, is very hard to beat on what he's shown. The only thing I will say is out of that Rose Hill race where he ran 2nd to French Tune, we've had 3 weeks since that race and there hasn't been 1 winner come out of it. So I've just got a very little question mark over the form there. Number five, the Drake. I like what he's been doing at the trials. He's still a bit raw and new, but he's got some ability there. And number two, Kookaburra. I think if he goes forward here and puts a bit of pressure on Epic Rant, he should be able to shake that galloper off turning for home. So I'll go 6, 4, 5, and 2.
Right, the second event, the all-too-hearted Vinery. Take out 3, Mustafa, and 4, the Drake.
Yes, and in this second race, we'll start with Highly Influential, a first starter here for Mark Newnham. Eventually at the races today, a $4.60 chance. Kettering is at $3.80. Mustafa out no deduction. The Drake out no deduction because they're running in the first. Swatham Bullbeck comes back as a gelding today. It's a little place in East Cambridgeshire, I think you'll find, in England. It's a $5 chance. November Man, now this was found to be coughing this morning after work, has been scoped and cleared, will be vetted when it arrives on course. It's a $16 chance. Epidemic favourite at $2.70. And Madonica, with the blinkers on, is a $10 chance. Best supported runner here is Epidemic. 270, got into 250, opened 260 this morning, got to 280. Darren Flindell's best of the day, back into $2.70. And the second best supported runner is Kettering, who opened 6, was 480 last night, opened that 480 this morning, is in a full point today to 380.
Yeah, I think Madonica will lead. I think she can get across from that gate. She's got the blinkers back on today. Yeah, Epidemic's an interesting runner. I think Lynn Schofield has a couple of options, either roll forward with Madonica or jag right back at the start. Highly Influential will press forward. I think Kettering can get a bit closer, and November Man, if he runs and everything's clear with him, he'll just keep them honest off that inside gate. So not 100% accurate with the map, Ray, but I do think Madonica does cross and lead.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from because, as you said, Glenn's got a couple of options here with Epidemic, but, gee, I think she's a nice filly. This is the full sister to the Stradbroke winner Impending, and her recent trial was just something to watch. She cruised up outside Empress Matilda, could have gone right away with it and won by a margin, but they held it together right to the line. She still won that trial. Empress Matilda we saw come out last week and run a really good second on debut to another nice filly in Savatiano. So good form around that trial from Epidemic. She had 2 runs last season as a juvenile. There are excuses for her both times, but on the evidence of that trial, she's ready to make a winning return here. I've got her on top from number one, Highly Influential, and the 2, Kettering. They both will be hard to beat here. Highly Influential comes into this race off a good Randwick win where he attacked the line strongly and beat CM and Cuban Sizzle. Both those horses have come out and won at their next starts out of that trial. Kettering, very good at Musselbrook. Now, I know it's a Musselbrook maiden, but he ran a close second to Rekindle Force. Both these three-year-olds have got futures. Kettering will come out today and run very well. We may see Rekindle Force at Realmic on Saturday. And number 5, Swatham Bullbeck. I didn't know where it was, Glenn, so thanks for that. I thought he trialled okay recently at Rosehill, albeit on a heavy track. He's an all-too-hard. We'll probably get back, but be running home hard late. Very keen on the favourite here, though, Paul. Number 7, Epidemic. I think she's a promising filly. 7, 1, 2, and 5 in the second.
Yeah, we'll save some time here, Ray, because I'm the exact same numbers, exact same order, 7, 1, 2, and 5. Loved her trial. I think with those options, she can be up on the speed and win, or she can just let a few go and she'll still get home over the top of them. The one Highly Influential, I've been waiting for him, but he's bumped into one that I think may be a bit smarter or a bit sharper today, but he's a good horse. The 2, Kettering, got held up there at Musselbrook, should have finished closer, almost won that race. And then we've got the 5, Swatham Bullbeck, who, as Munsey told us, is back as a gelding. So keep an eye on any late betting moves for him. But 7, 1, 2, 5.
Rightio, we go to the third and take out number 5, Baser.
Yes, and it's actually 10Ks from Newmarket.
Yeah.
Swatham Bullbeck, so it does have a racing flavour to its location.
You're the all-round performer today, aren't you?
Sean, I've just given my guts for this place, and I've got plenty to give, I can guarantee you that. McGrath Estate Agents Queensland here. This benchmark 78 for fillies and mares over 1550. We start with Princess Posh, who's a $5.50 chance. Siskin at $7.50. I Am Serious, always am, at $1.90 in favourite. Shield Wall is a $9 chance. Basar is out, it's running later, no deduction. Foxy Housewife with the blinkers on but the cross noseband off is a $15 chance. That could get you into trouble, Foxy Housewife with a cross noseband off. Think Like a Bird at $7.50. And Zafina on the backup, the quick backup here for Maddie Dale at $7. Only want one runner here, I Am Serious. 225 to 230, 230 into 190 today. You cannot seriously find a second pick.
Yeah, she'll get a lovely run too, Mun. The speed here comes from Siskin drawn out. We've got Think Like a Bird kicking up off the inside gate, and Zafina with the lightweight. She'll be right there keeping them honest. So you've got three on-pace runners. I expect I Am Serious to basically sit fourth trailing the speed, Ray.
Yeah, gets a chance today, doesn't she, Paul? She's short enough, but look, if you're back to her first two runs back at Warwick Farm midweeks this prep, then don't sack it today because this is the right race for her. Canterbury 1550, ideal. Comes off a really good effort at Warwick Farm last start when, to be fair, she drew 8 of 8. They rode it conservatively. She just seemed to lose her position a bit coming to the turn, Paul, but then ran up behind a couple of horses when making a charge in the straight. A third was excellent, and I just think with run of the race stuff from the ideal gate today, number three, I Am Serious, does look very, very hard to beat. The one, Princess Posh, finished in front of I Am Serious at Warwick Farm. She's a good mare. Just wonder about her at 1550, Paul. Number seven, Think Like a Bird. I was on her at Rose Hill last night. I thought she went really well. Down in the weights here, drawn a soft gate. She'll be up on the speed and she'll be hard to run down. Two Siskins fit her for two runs back from the spell. But to me, she just ticks all the boxes here. The hot favourite, I Am Serious, in the third. Three on top from 1, 7 and 2.
Yeah, very similar, Ray. 3, 1, 2, 7. I'm with you. I Am Serious. I'm with the punters. She's into $1.90, and I don't think she'll get back out again. I think that's about the price she'll start. She's probably not a bad start this prep off what I've seen at the trials and what I saw at her first prep when trained up at Taree. And probably where I went wrong is she's just been needing a bit of distance, Ray. She's probably just found the 1,200 too short. Then the 1,400 at Warwick Farm where they sit and sprint, she was just outpaced coming to the turn. Then she ran into bother in the straight. But today, 1550 around Canterbury, there looks genuine speed in the race. So she gets her chance today to show what she's made of. And I'm still convinced she's going to make it the black type level. So she should be winning a midweek 78 against the fillies and mares today. The one, Princess Posh, did beat her home at Warwick Farm last start. So you've got to respect that form. Siskin was right on her hammer in fourth. So she goes into third. And the seven, Think Like a Bird, as she gets down in the weights there and should get any sort of on-pace favours. But unless she strikes trouble again today, I think we'll see the real I Am Serious stand up. 3, 1, 2 and 7.
Now the fourth, and we put a line through 4 Static Lift, 7 Huswick and 8 Chief Kidder.
Yeah, well, this is the McGrath Estate Agents of New South Wales here, and this is a benchmark 72 over 1,550 metres. And the toppy in this last leg of the early quaddie is Stonebrook, another odds-on chance here, $1.80. After going back up 185 this morning, it's been 250 on opening, but that was with Static Lift, Huswick, Chief Kidder in the race. It was into 210 yesterday. That was with Static Lift and Cheap Kidder out, and then open 185 this morning is now into $1.80. Kilmacurra is a $5.50 chance. Calypso Bay is at $3.70. Static Lift came out yesterday, and the deduction there, 7 cents a win and nothing to place. Cannon Run with the blinkers on at $9. Hurricane is a $13 chance. Huswick came out this morning, the deduction there, 2 cents a win and nothing to place. Cheap Kidder out. No deduction there. Mark de Montfort, great news yesterday. Mark de Montfort being, Ray, in, well, basically, would you say installed or moved to by Racing New South Wales to be one of the, well, the coaches for the apprentices, for want of a better term. He's had a great run with apprentices he's had through his stable, Mark.
Yeah, won't he be an asset, Glenn, because he's such a knowledgeable man, so well respected in the industry as well, and he'll be a great asset to the young riders of the future, but just through his knowledge and his experience.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't affect his golf game. Dalmatia Prince here is a $14 chance, and Law of the Land at $34. And if anyone, Mark, ever asks anyone, would you like to have a bet in the golf course, just politely say no, because he'll rob you. The favourite here and only horse there is any money for is Stonebrook. Around 75% of all the money for it has come this morning, where it's firmed from $1.85 into $1.80.
Yeah, look, he should get across quite easily, even though he's got the wide gate. He should find the front and control the tempo. I think Kilmacurra is the only galloper that may provide any sort of competition there. And if Blake McDougall wants to, he can probably just tag Stonebrook in the run because there doesn't look much other speed in the race. So you're looking at the likes of Hurricane or Dalmatia Prince. So, Ray, favourite should get across, should control the tempo. At least that's the way it looks on the map.
Yeah, look, I'm hoping Kilmacara applies a little bit of pressure and doesn't give Stonebrook a picnic in front. I just thought the odds, Paul, I'm happy to be on Calypso Bay here. He's third up at Canterbury over the 1550, where he's been effective before. And last start over this trip, he just had no luck at all. Drew close to the rails, couldn't get out, held up behind runners all the way and wasn't really tested running fifth behind Intuiri. When he finally got clear, he lengthened nicely very late in the race. He's a good horse on his day, Calypso Bay, and I can see him stalking Stonebrook and Kilmacara here. And look, Stonebrook, look, no knocking him. How can you knock a horse three from three? But he's jumping straight from 12.50 up to 15.50 today. To be fair, I thought the best part of his win last start was late in the race when he drew clear of Marsupial at Canterbury a couple of weeks ago. But it is a bit of a task today. 60.5, first time 15.50, and Kilmacara will keep him honest. I just thought under that scenario, Paul, Calypso Bay could ambush them both. But I've got him on top three, Calypso Bay, from one, Stonebrook, and two, Kilmacara. Switch from Melbourne, you'll find this much easier than the JRA Cup last start. And you can do worse than throw in number 10, Law of the Land, in your multiples. This horse has been carrying big weights in the bush and racing consistently. He's used to carrying up towards 61. Today he'll have 50 kgs on his back, and he might run a race at odds. I think the top three have it between them. Three, Calypso Bay on top to cause an upset from 1, 2 and 10.
Yeah, we're both slightly taking on the odds on favourite, Ray. I'm 2, 1, 3 and 5. I'm going to Kilmacara to knock him off. So you get the 3.5 kilo weight pull on the favourite. Comes through the Group 3 JRA Cup, as you mentioned, which was won by John Snow. Now, John Snow's going around the Caulfield Cup on Saturday as a live chance, and he was only 5 and a bit lengths away, and he really knocked up late there. He was in contention till about the 200, so coming back in trip to the 1550 suits. Ecuador ran second in that race, Boom Time third, and Glenn Munsey, he'll probably fill in right as when I finish the spiel here. He found a bit of form there last night through that JRA Cup, which was quite surprising, which gives me a bit of extra confidence. So Kilmacara to knock off the favourite Stonebrook. Not really knocking him, I'm just knocking the price for a horse that's jumping sharply in trip and got to carry 60.5. The 3 Calypso Bay, unlucky last start, and the 5 Cannon Runs, my little roughie, blinkers back on fourth up off a spell. So, Mun, give us that little form line on Kilmacara.
He was beaten 5.85 lengths. Berisha was, he finished 2 lengths ahead of Berisha, and he finished 6 lengths ahead of Grey Lion. They ran second and third in the Cranbourne Cup on Sunday behind Folkswood. And first and third out of the race, John Snow and Boomtime both go around in the Caulfield Cup on Saturday. So it was a very, very deep race, that race there. Star Exhibit came up to Sydney on Saturday. It was beaten 3.1 lengths in the same race. And it run fourth to Classic Uniform and Happy Clapper. And Happy Clapper's going on to the Cox Plate. So a very, very deep race, as it traditionally is, the JRA Cup on that Friday night meeting at Moonee Valley. So, you know, a very, very big drop in class, realistically, for Kilmacara, which is actually in the County Wicklow in Ireland.
The human geography. Now, the fifth, we've got a full field here, Munns.
Well, it beats just reading out prices and numbers. Sure,
I know it,
seriously.
Does, and I appreciate it.
Righto. It's the tab.com.au. Great to see them sponsor another race. Not the Everest, but just the tab.com.au handicap, the fifth. It's a benchmark 68 over 12.50, where Gatan here is a $12 chance. I'm rocking at 26. Ruthless Agent, with the visor on but the blinkers off, is an $11 chance. The Cheetah, with the blinkers on, at $5.50. Eminent Dukes at 14, Radical Impacts at 16, Star of Africa is a $5 chance, Cedarwood favourite $3.20, Cordoned is at $7.50, and Arrondissement is a $9.50 chance. Probably the quietest betting race of the day so far. Best supported runner is actually Star of Africa, and all it does is drift. $4.60, $4.80, now $5. Cedarwood's been $3.30 to $3.20 this morning, with not even a round of drinks on it. And the Cheetah has been $7.50 to $5.50 with half a good pair of shoes.
Yeah, because it's a pretty tough race to map. But the Cheetah with the blinkers first time, does he kick through off that inside gate and lead? Because if he does, he's going to get a lot of pressure from the likes of Gatan, Ruthless Agent, Eminent Duke, Radical Impact to some extent. The one thing I think we can map fairly accurately is Cedarwood should get a lovely trail just in behind them with Cordon. And Arrondissement looks like she'll get right out the back. So, Ray, there could be a bit more pressure here than most expect.
Agree, Paul, and also agree that Cedarwood looks like he gets most of the favours here, and I've ended up coming back to him as my top selection. That two gates ideal. He won't have to use much petrol, Tim Clark, just to lob into the right spot. That tempo should be pretty strong, as Paul suggested, and he can tuck in behind, probably in fourth or fifth spot, run of the race stuff for Cedarwood. And look, his form's excellent. He ran second to an informed galloper in Masterati at Wyong closing late, and then last out again here at Canterbury over the 1,200. He was taking ground off the speedy Zaza bar right into a, and just beaten on the line. And look, I think he gets his chance here. Just run of the race stuff. Goes number eight, Cedarwood's way. I got him on top from the four, the Cheetah. Good point that Paul raised. He's in, so I gate. I think they will try and take advantage here. Gosford first up. He just seemed to wander around that home turn. Lost his balance a fraction. When he finally straightened up, he was hitting the line nicely. He was ambushed late in the close finish running third. He'll definitely improve off that. I think the three Ruthless Agent is one to watch here, Paul. Nice run at Kembla last start. On his day, very handy galloper, just a little awkwardly drawn. And I thought the six Radical Impact always goes around at odds, always runs well at here at Canterbury. He's one to throw in your odds. I've left out Star of Africa. That awkward draw just concerns me a little. I thought this was one of the tougher races on the day, Paul. I've gone eight Cedarwood on top. I think he gets the right run. Eight, four, three and six.
Yeah, it's a tricky run for sure, Ray. I'm 8, 9, 7, 10. So I've got Cedarwood on top as well for the same reasoning you have. I like the form line behind Zazie Bar. Unlucky behind Masterati before that with Mr. Kick, and he should get all the favours in the run today off the gate, which is why I'm leaning his way. Number 9, Corden. I like the way he attacked the line first up at Gosford and running down News Fan. There was a good gap to the third horse there. He should get all the favours again today, trailing the speed. I've got him for second. Star of Africa for third. I agree with you, Ray. Tricky gate. But Blake Sheeney can often, probably one of the best jockeys off wide gate. So don't be surprised if this horse ends up in the gun trailing position and we're all kicking ourselves for not putting him on top, because he is one from one on the back of some good trial form. And the 10, Arrondissement. This is the mare I think can blow them all away if things happen to go pear-shaped up front and they really overcook it. This lightweight mare will be steaming home. She was very impressive coming off that Goulburn win last start. So 8, 9, 7 and 10 for me in the fifth.
Race 6 put out 4 Coys, number 8 Rosetta's Way, 10 Miss Tickles and 11 Raise an Army.
Yes, McGrath Estate Agents in the ACT. And good morning to all our ACT account customers down there of tab.com.au. Benchmark 75 over 1900, where Tenorino here is a $13 chance. Caravali with the winkers on at $5. Lead Choreographer at $3. Coys came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place, the deduction there. Dream Folk for Greg Hickman, one of two runners in the race for Greg at $21. Macquarie Magic at $15. Braces at $7.50. Rosetta's Way is a scratching. Basar, scratch from early to run here, $2.70 in favourite. Miss Tickles out, no deduction. Raisin Army out, the deduction. 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place came out this morning. Living Choice at $26. And Welcome Art, with the winkers on today, is a $51 chance. Only horse they've shown interest in here is Basar, in a full field, but it's a little bit distorted. It went up $4.60, but that was with Coys in the race at 11, Miss Tickles at 51, Raisin Army at 8. This morning, first price that went up was $2.90. It has firmed in to be a $2.70 chance. And as is the case with a lot of races to date, there is no second pick.
Yeah, well, look, the speed map got thrown into disarray when Coys came out, so now we've got to find a new leader. I think Welcome Art can take that role from the inside gate as long as he jumps well, and I think Cathy O'Hara will definitely try and bustle him through to lead. Lead Choreographer, he'll be rolling forward, I expect, with a lack of pace up front. And Basar, don't expect her to be back last today. I wouldn't be surprised if she's sitting third or fourth, Ray, because she's got the nice draw, and going back through her form, once she gets over a trip, there's no reason she can't settle handily, so... Lack of tempo, lack of pressure, but the favourite could still get a lovely run.
Yeah, it looks very hard to beat Basar, but Paul, I just thought at the odds, the 6 Macquarie Magic was worth a gamble. I think Glenn mentioned about $15 at the moment. Look, he does get back in his races, but one thing that Christian Reed can do on Macquarie Magic is make a long run. They did that at Gosford last start. He was very strong late. I know it was a benchmark 65 at the provincials, and he has to jump to a midweek benchmark 75 here against some seasoned gallopers, but he's rock-hard fits, had a good prep going into this. 2 wins from 3 starts since joining the Kristen Buchanan stable. And at $15, I think he's a terrific gamble, Macquarie Magic. He'll be hitting the line hard. Look, no knock on Baysar, the mare. She was very good first up, coming from well back and just missing running down Illiterate at Rose Hill. Just that slight doubt, Paul, second up at the 1900. At the short odds, I thought she was vulnerable, and for that reason, I've gone Macquarie Magic each way. The three-lead choreographer, can't knock him. His two runs back have been excellent, and he's drawn to get the right run here. And the two, Caravalli, was hitting the line nicely at Warwick Farm. Fourth up, does look well placed here. At the odds, I thought Macquarie Magic was a good gamble in race six. Six on top from 9, 3, and 2.
Yeah, I'm going 9, 3, 1 and 13. I'm sticking with Baysar here. I just can't get away from her form. That running the Queensland Oaks last campaign, beaten 2.5 lengths by Egg Tart at set weight. I think if she can go anywhere near that, she just wins this race. Her first up run was terrific. She struck trouble on the turn. She was slow out. Well, if she jumps okay today and Brent Abdullah can put her somewhere near the leaders, I think only bad luck can beat her. She's got so much upside compared to the rest of these. So I'm happy to take the short quote. Stablemate lead choreographer, The Big Danger. He's had the two runs back off some good trials. I think he's looking for the trip now, so he'll be in the race from the word go. The one, Tenorino, still not sold on him running 1900. He definitely peaked in the Port Macquarie Cup up to 2000, but he should get a few favours today off a soft gate. And don't be surprised if the 13, Welcome Art, gives a side at the $51. If he gets to the front and gets a picnic with 53 kilos, he might not come back to them as quickly as they think. 9, 3, 1 and 13 for me.
Seventh event, take out 8 best guess.
Right, and in race seven today is the hashtag the races here, benchmark 79 over 1250. The toppie here is Osborne Bulls, who's a $3.50 chance. In Times of War at $5.50. Passage of Time is at $7. Kanachi with the winkers on at 34. Crooked Blaze at 61. Feeling the Love at 26. Rosa Carolina is a $10 chance. Best guess out, it's running in the last, no deduction. Shavisha, 26, Slow Burn, $3.20 in favourite. Lady Zhivago at 26, and Fujiwara is a $13 chance. Not overly massive, the investments here. Best supported runner, though, is Osborne Bulls. All he's done is drift this morning, $2.90 out to $3.50. Second pick overall is Rosa Carolina, who's been 14 into 10 this morning. And third pick would be Passage of Time, who's been 6.50 out to 7 so far this morning.
Yeah, interesting that, Munns, because Slow Burn, usually one of the ones that the punters jump all over. Look, I've got her going forward from that gate with Kanachi. I think Passage of Time will kick up off the inside, and we've got Fujiwara, who's probably splitting them. So there looks really genuine speed in Times of War, slots in for a nice trail. And obviously the horse, Osborne Bulls, he'll probably drift back, but he looks as though he'll get enough pace up front to bring him into it, right?
Yes, it's a good race, Paul. Deep one. Look, I've actually come back to In Times of War. I know her record is a slight concern. 10 starts, 2 wins, 8 seconds. She always seems to find one just better than her on the day. But look, both her runs this prep have been excellent. She's drawn awkward gates in the Canterbury race and then again at Rose Hill. Had to be used up a bit early to negate those wide barriers, and her efforts were good to run second in each. Today, she's drawn ideally in gate 2. The claim for Lee McGorian gets in with only 56 kgs. As Paul said, she's going to get the right run just tucked in behind this solid tempo. And I think she ticks enough boxes for mine, Paul, to gamble on her, the 2 In Times of War, to break through. 10 Slow Burn, no knock on her. She was brilliant first up. Just that slightly awkward gate. She's going to have to do a bit of work early, and that might leave her vulnerable late, but she's a talented mare on the way up. The 1 Osborne Bulls, when his first 3 starts, really impressively. They ran into Invincible at Rose Hill, only beaten a half length. Invincible has come out and won in Saturday class, so Osborne Bulls, he'll get back, but he'll be steaming home. And the 3 Passage of Time, terrific return by him after doing some work first up at Rose Hill, and I can't knock him either. Terrific race, race 7. I've gone 2 In Times of War. Hopefully she gets run of the race stuff. This might be her day with the claim. 2, 10, 1 and 3.
Yeah, I've gone 10, 1, 3 and 7. I'm sticking with Slow Burn. I can't get off her. She's just a mare that I've always had time for since the first time I've seen a trial. I'm convinced she's going to go to better races. She's got the tricky gate today with speed drawn underneath her, but at the end of the day, I think it doesn't make too much difference because she's the sort of mare that as long as she jumps, she'll go forward, she'll put herself in the race. It'll give Tim Clark that little bit of an option over the 1250 just to see what unfolds underneath him. And I think as long as she's in the firing line turning for home, on what I've seen of her, she's just too good for these and she should be able to beat them. So I'm sticking with her to beat the one Osborne Bulls, who's obviously extremely talented as his record shows, and the form line behind Invincibella has already been franked. The only difference is the racing pattern. He'll get back and need a touch of luck, whereas Slowburn will be up there doing the work and making her own luck. The three Passage of Time, very strong, tough first-up win. He'll be right in contention here. He could end up getting the box seat run of the race. And if you like Passage of Time, you've got to like Rosa Carolina, because she was very unlucky behind Passage of Time at Rose Hill last start when she ran into all sorts of traffic in the straight. So I've left out the two in Times of War. No other reason that I can't have five picks. And I must say, in the back of my mind, she may have just worn me down, Ray. So it's 10, 1, 3 and 7 for me in the 7th.
Final event, race 8, put out 3 and a time, 11 Envy of All, 14 Bright Idea.
And we haven't neglected our friends in Victoria, because this is the McGrath Estate Agents of Victoria handicap here, a benchmark 72 over 1,100, and start with Good Time Charlie at $7.50. Fanning is back today, blinkers on, he's back with blinkers on, but the offside Bubble Cheek has taken off, and he's a $7 chance. Anna Time is out, no deduction. Cohesion at 14, Nickabell at 19, Dixie Chick with the blinkers on, a $5 chance. Peter John at 23, Raining Meteor at 34, Showmaster at 41. Echelleray with the blinkers on is a $9.50 chance. Envy of All out yesterday, 15 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Artemis Rose with the winkers off at $4. Then we go to Dynamic Bid at 23, Bright Idea out no deduction, and Best Guess is a $4.80 chance. Well, overall, best supported runner is Best Guess. It went up as high as $8, but Envy of All did go up favourite in this race here. Was into $4.80 after the scratching and has remained there since yesterday. Second pick overall would be Artemis Rose. Third pick overall is Cohesion, but Cohesion is the best supported runner this morning and it's drifted from 13 out to 14.
Speed everywhere here in the last. It'll be a good one to watch. Fanning drawn wide, blinkers first time. Artemis Rose drawn inside, showed pace at her trial. Echelleray blinkers back on. She's an absolute speedster. Dynamic Bid presses on, and Best Guess will be somewhere in the first three or four. So, Ray, 1,100 metres around Canterbury, but they'll absolutely hurtle along.
Yeah, good race to close the day. I'm with the 12 Artemis Rose. She's got the speed to take advantage of that inside gate, but if they do go really hard, as Paul suggested, Brenton Avella could easily take a sit here. From that one gate, she won't have to work too hard to hold her position. And this is a smart mare. When she made her debut at Canterbury in November of last year, over this course and trip, she was a close second to Invincible Gemma, went on to do very good things in the autumn. Then she came out at Hawkesbury when resuming in March and ran fast time over 1,000 metres. Her only other start was at Crawford when she drew off the track and just couldn't get on anywhere near close enough to the rail that day and was well beaten. But resuming here off a smart trial win, she's a promising mare, Artemis Rose, and I've got her on top in a tough race to last. The 6 Dixie Chick, she's trialling up a storm to resume here. We know her fresh form is excellent. She'll get back, but if she gets any sort of luck in running, she could swamp these late Dixie Chick. The 15 Best Guess gets a run here, drawn nicely, gate 4 will be hard to beat. And I thought Good Time Charlie was excellent second up here off the fast tempo. He'll be rocketing home from back as well. Terrific race the last, a deep one. 12 Artemis Rose on top from 6, 15 and 1.
Yeah, we've got the same Quinella, Ray. I'm 6, 12, 4 and 1. I'm with Dixie Chick first up, as you said. She's got the great first up stats. She loves a dry track. She loves a fast tempo. So she gets all that in her favour today. And she's also got the blinkers for the first time, which shows a bit of intent from the David Pfeiffer stable. Number 12 is obviously the danger, Artemis Rose. I loved her trial. She's got barrier 1. She's obviously a smart mare. The Team Hawks have given her plenty of time and they should be rewarded for that this campaign. The 4 Cohesion's my roughie, and I think he's been ridden cold and hitting the line hard today from a decent barrier. He mightn't have to get as far back as he did at Warwick Farm last start behind Latin Boy and 2 Excess, which I'm convinced is a terrific form line. And speaking of that form line, that's the one Good Time Charlie has as well. Just the query today, 60 kilos, probably settles last in the run. Not ideal around Canterbury, but he does get the tempo to suit. 6, 12, 4 and 1 in the last.
All right. Now, Munns, what's been best backed?
Righto. Today, Sean, the best three back runners are Poetic Charmer in the first. It's 2.30 into 2. Back to 2.20 is now 2.10. in race number three. I Am Serious has been $2.30 into $1.90 back to $2 now. And the other one would be Stonebrook, who's been $1.85 out to $2 this morning. They are the three best back runners on the program, and they've all drifted since we started the preview because Andrew was late, of course, at around about 10 past 10.
Good on you, Muns. Have a top day.
Right. Quickly, Jockey's Challenge, because it's a battle in two in the jocks today at Canterbury between Brenton Abdullah and Blake Shin. Blake Shin, 185. Brenton Abdullah, 205. Glyn Schofield, 850. All other jockeys are $31 and longer. Corey Brown, Tim Clark, Rachel King and Jason Collett. We're on air 12:30 today on Sky Thoroughbred Central. One meeting only. We're going to play it a little bit differently today if you're watching. We're going to pull apart every race in the gaps. We'll have the replays of all of Lizzie's selections, so you can actually have a look at them leading into the following race, and an in-depth look at each and every race, pre and post-race at Canterbury today on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Just a little bit different, Sean.
Good on you.
Just like I like to be different.
Like your good self. Good on you, Munz.
See you, mate.
Great Munzie there. Ray, your best?
Yeah, I like two today, Sean, and hopefully we can book in the meeting race. One, number four, Poetic Charmer, and race eight, number 12, Artemis Rose.
Good on you, Ray. Great day for you.
Thanks so much, Sean. All the best.
Paul Joyce, what have you found?
Yeah, well handled, Sean, with Munzee there. Very tactful. I like that. Race three, number three, I Am Serious, Sean. She'll stand up and be counted today. I'm convinced she's a better horse than these. So we'll make her the best. Race three, number three, I Am Serious.
Have a top day.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Joyce joining us there.